الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers and those listening over the radio stations. We have Channel Islam or Ansar and some other stations. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said a very beautiful thing. He said, agar paband hum sab log ho jaye shariat ke, agar paband hum sab log ho jaye shariat ke, maze luta kare dunya, مزے لوٹا کرے دن رات دنیا ہی میں جنت کے. گھر پابند ہم سب لوگ ہو جائے شریعت کے, مزے لوٹا کرے دن رات دنیا ہی میں جنت کے. میں خود کہتا نہیں, قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں, میں خود کہتا نہیں, قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں, تم ہی وارث ہو دنیا کے, تم ہی وارث ہو جنت کے. اگر ہم سب لوگ پابند ہو جائے شریعت کے, if all of us have to become پابند of شریعت, we obey Allah تعالیٰ and His Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, this Quran Sharif which was recited in the Taraweeh, which was recited outside Taraweeh, throughout the world, the millions of Quran Sharif khatam that was made. It's a mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. No other book is read like the Quran Sharif. Look at in the month of Ramadan, the khatams that people were making. But what was the purpose of all that? One side was sawab, no doubt. You get a lot of sawab in the recitation. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was taking us through different scenarios. Sometime Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us his ahkam. Aqeemu salatu zaka, or fast in Ramadan, or make hajj. Sometimes it is the beliefs. Believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Believe in my rasools. Believe in jannat. Believe in jahannam. Believe in the day of judgment. Believe in life after death. Allah ta'ala gave so much of signs right through in the Quran Sharif of his existence that you can't see Allah ta'ala with your naked eyes, but you can see him in his creation. Look at the flowers, look at the fish in the sea, look at the animals in the jungle, look at the sky above us, look at the earth, look at the waters of the ocean, look at the creation of Allah Ta'ala, look at the billions of people, different features, different faces, different colors, different nationalities, different languages, one mother, one father, 10 children, all different features and the different voices. Look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, so much of science. Allah Ta'ala took us through so many nations of the past. What were the causes of their ascendancy? And what was the cause of their decline? Cause of their rise and fall. Look at the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. When they rejected, how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them with the floods. Look at the people of Shoaib alayhi salatu wasalam, of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, when they indulged in homosexuality and other kinds of animal behavior, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them, how he upturned the whole earth. So nations of the past, where are all those people, as I was saying after the Asr Salat, where are all those people? Where's Haman, Firaun, Shaddad, Namrud? Where are those people who said, Ana Rabbukumul Ala, I am your Lord Supreme? What did Allah ta'ala do to them? Where are those so-called superpowers who are oppressing and suppressing and tyrannizing? Where are the people of Firaun gone? Where is Firaun gone? And see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. Now all these stories that Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Sometimes Allah ta'ala took us through Jannat. Look at the beautiful things of Jannat. Look at the gardens of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat, the drinks of Jannat, the hoors of Jannat. Where there will be no pain, no sickness, no problem, no disease, no malice, no greed, no pride, no anger, nothing. Just enjoy yourself. There's no restriction at all. every kind of food you can eat, every kind of drink you can drink. There'll be no need for halal certification there. And there'll be no competition between any organizations also in the issuance of halal certificates there. Everything halal. Drink as much as you wish. Then look at Jahannam, look at the fire of Jahannam, look at the punishment in Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala took us through all these things. Therefore we must make it a habit of our life that at least one page of the Quran Sharif in the mornings read with some translation and commentary. We have many, many authentic translations now. So read at least one page. How long will it take? We have time for newspapers which we read from A to Z. Most of which is nothing but trash. Absolute rubbish, absolute filth. Very little that may be of some relevance and some importance to business people and others. But most of it is nothing but gossip and scandals and lies and all kinds of things. Now, we spend so much of time on that. How long will it take to read one page of the Quran Sharif? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Zayyinu manazilakum. What we may say, that decorate your homes. So now the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala asked that, how must we decorate our homes? Now we will say, bring good furniture inside there, bring good carpets there, put good mats there, put good curtains there, and bring in new microwave and new fridge and new stove and decorate your house. Bring in all the ornaments and decorate your house. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bis-salati wa tilawatil Qur'an. The decoration of the house of a mu'min is salat and tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif. The other decoration, the other ornaments, we're not talking about the permissibility. Permissibility is a different thing. But we are talking about, is there any difference in the home of a Muslim mu'min and those who are not Muslims and not mu'mins? What is the difference then? If our home has got all those things that they have, there's no difference. That we can use to and they can use to. But the beauty of the home of a Muslim is his tilawat of the Quran Sharif. That is what beautifies his home. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And sajda before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Muslim, he can buy the best furniture, no problem. He can have the best mattress, no problem. Lots of mattresses they advertise, guaranteed to give you sleep. But lots of people haven't had a wink of sleep because of the worries, restlessness and anxieties. Unless, of course, they spray it with some kind of drug. That when you inhale it, you go off to sleep. So he can have the best mattress, that's not a problem. ND7840NKR, 7840. That is not the problem. But what is going to be the difference is this, because the people who are not believers in Allah Ta'ala, they can have also those kind of mattresses and beds. So the difference is going to be this, that this person who is sleeping on this bed, which is very, very comfortable, and he does not want to get up from in the early part of the morning, winter time. But he will say that it is the hukam of my Allah. So therefore, irrespective of how warm my bed may be, and how beautiful the blanket is, and how lovely the mattress is, I will jump out and make my salat. And the true lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will go one step further than that. He will say that I want to get up for tahajjud salat. Allah ta'ala blessed me with a beautiful home, beautiful mattress, beautiful carpet, beautiful everything. So now I will put my head in sajda. No, not only my head in sajda, I will put my heart in sajda. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar. That's what the person is going to do. He's going to put his heart in sajda and cry before Allah. Many a times I have said that the tears of a mu'min before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala loves them so dearly, that immediately the dua is accepted. It's only that afterwards Allah Ta'ala will give whatever He deems to be most suitable for us. In His wisdom, whatever is the best, He will give it to us. Otherwise, each and every one of us, whatever we ask, if we have to be given, it could be harmful for us. We don't know. We think that it's very useful and beneficial, but Allah Ta'ala knows that this person, if I'm going to give him too much, he may even leave Islam and Deen and go to the discos, cinemas, rave clubs and theatres. And this person, if I don't give him, he'll start doing wrong things. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But this person will put his heart into sajda and beg of Allah Ta'ala, because that's the only language that the baby knows, because the baby is helpless, can't express itself. The baby can't say, my head is aching, my stomach is paining. So what does the baby do? The only language, I've explained this many times, the only language the baby knows is cry before the mother. Cry. Stomach ache, the baby cries. Headache, the baby cries. Hunger, the baby cries. Thirst, the baby cries. Injury and pain, the baby cries. Restlessness, the baby cries. Missing the mother, the baby cries. Missing the father, the baby cries. So this believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he believes that my Allah is all powerful, almighty, all hearing, all knowing, all seeing, and his treasures are unlimited, and my health in his control. The ground on which I walk is in his control. If he shakes that ground up, the superpowers of the world cannot stop it. Look at the flood waters in Orleans, New Orleans and other places. Can any superpower stop it? When the snow falls, can anybody stop it? When the wind blows, can anybody stop it? Put all the barriers and try and block Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he sends gale force winds, try and block it. So this person knows that. So therefore he expresses his helplessness before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he sheds tears of remorse and regret and begs Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to open the doors for him of prosperity, happiness, and to remove his pain and difficulty and hardship. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also listens to the dua of a mu'min when he is shedding tears before him. The tears are the receipt that's coming from Allah Ta'ala of the acceptance of the dua. So, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abadat. Look at all the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, how much he cried before Allah Ta'ala. And these tears don't bring depression like the other tears bring. These tears connect a person with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He gets kind of a joy and happiness and sweetness in his heart. He feels like some burden is off his shoulders after that. But as long as the tawbah is sincere, that if it is the rights of people, we have to ask them for forgiveness. We can't just digest the property of orphans and widows, take the inheritance not due to us, take somebody else's, or take loans and don't repay, and then say, I shed a lot of tears in Arafat. Maulana, the way I cried in Arafat, nobody cried like that. But then after that, did you come and return to whomsoever, whatever was due? So the tawbah has to be also like that. Otherwise they are always shedding tears. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, look at him. I wish I was the hair on the body of some mu'min. I wish I was an animal. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and so many other sahaba. Someone said, I wish I was some sheep. Somebody slaughtered it and I was for no more. And the Muslims ate it up and finished. I wish I was the hair on some body of some mu'min. Or I wish I was just a blade of grass. Some animal came and ate it up. One day, Abu Bakr saw one bird flying under the trees. Said, oh bird, how fortunate you are. You fly under the shade of trees. You drink water and you fly carefree. And then after that you die. And there's no hisab kitab. And he's crying. He's crying. I mentioned this before too, and I repeat, it costs nothing to repeat, that whilst I was sitting there in Haram Sharif watching those birds going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. Those who have been there, they've seen those birds go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. So looking at those birds, I said the same thing in my heart. That, oh you birds, how fortunate and how lucky you are. You get a bird's eye view of the people that are making sajda before Allah Ta'ala. You get a bird's eye view, as we always say. Looking at the people that are going down in sajda, going down in ruku, standing before Allah around the Kaaba Sharif. You listen to the azan of the muazzins of the Haram Sharif. You listen to the qiraat of Sudais and Shuraim and so many others when they are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif in Salat. And so many others who are making tilawat around there, you are listening to them. You're listening to the khutbahs in the Haram Sharif. You drink the water of Zamzam. And you fly round and round the Kaaba Sharif. And then a day will come in your life when you will be for no more. No hisab, kitab, nothing. Oh bird, I wish I were you. So therefore he says, گر پابند ہم سب لوگ ہو جائے شریعت کے مزے لوٹا کرے دن رات دنیا ہی میں جنت کے. Then day and night we will enjoy the نعمت of Allah تبارک و تعالی. It will be as if we are in Jannat day and night. So this Quran Sharif is something that has become very, very neglected. Allama Iqbal was asked, has greater injustice have been done to anybody besides Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala? He says, yes, greater injustice was done to the Quran Sharif, that we have neglected it. Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. قوم ہے قرآن سے قرآن رخصت قوم گم. The person who's got iman, he's the only one that can fast. If he doesn't have iman, he can't fast. Which person will be able to stay away from food, drink and all in the privacy? Is that iman that keeps him away. And قوم ہے قرآن سے, Muslim قوم was due to the Quran Sharif when they made amal on that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَوْ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَوْ بِهِ آخِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala elevates and raises by virtue of the Quran Sharif. When they make amal, Allah Ta'ala gave them respect, dignity, victory, power, and they gave everything. Now we want all those things, but we haven't got Quran Sharif in our lives. So therefore it says, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai akbar, jisne Quran Majeed khula rakha hai. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. The world has forgotten what is deen. Ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Put everybody into negligence and indifference. Enjoy all the haram pleasures, that's all. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai akbar jisne Quran Majeed khula rakha hai. Ya ilahi tu hame aamil Quran kar de. Ya ilahi tu hame aamil Quran kar de. So make us aamil on the Quran Sharif, to practice on the Quran Sharif. پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے. یا اللہ, make this Muslim a true Muslim. وہ پیغمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں, اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے. That پیغمبر, that messenger was the master of all, the leader of all the انبیاء علیہ السلام, جمیلوں میں اجمل, کاملوں میں اکمل, حسینوں میں احسن, تاجدار مدینہ, احمد مجتبی, محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, make his امت again تابع قرآن. When they will become تابع of the Quran, followers of the Quran Sharif, then they will get that elevation that is promised. And how will we enjoy the ni'mats of both worlds? Because when the person is practicing on deen, and if everybody does that, not that one person is practicing, the other is not. If the wife is practicing, husband is practicing, children are practicing, the businessman is practicing, the neighbors are practicing, then we will have a life of peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. Nobody will be violating anybody's rights. Whether the person, neighbor, is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, there will be peace, there will be happiness. There will be no complaints by anybody. Because this person is practicing on the Quran Sharif, which teaches honesty, truthfulness, charity, generosity, kindness, teaches all the good things and prohibits from everything that's obscene and shameless and indecent, anything that will cause injury and harm and pain to the individual or to his family or to his society. Islam and Shariat prohibits that. So what a wonderful society that will be then, like the society that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam built up in Madina Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the recitation that took place in the Taraweeh and the recitation that we did outside Taraweeh. Let us now make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of amal. Read it, Kula. Read Durush Sharif. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام யா ரப்பனா ஸலம்னா அன்ஃபுஸனா وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous and kind Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah, oh my all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah, this very moment you are watching us, my beloved Allah, you are watching us, you are listening to us, we have extended our begging bowl before you, Ya Allah, two khatams of the Quran Sharif have taken place, the khatam in the Taraweeh Salat and the khatam of the Quran Sharif which was being recited after the Asr Salat. Ya Allah, the khatam of the Quran Sharif is an occasion of the acceptance of du'as. My beloved Allah, after the completion of the Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We have nothing to our credit, my beloved Allah. You gave us the tawfiq of recitation and we recited. Overlook and forgive all our mistakes and errors in the recitation. My beloved Allah, overlook the mistakes and errors in our recitation. Ya Allah, we did not have the kind of sincerity that was required in the recitation. We could not do justice to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, we did not ponder and reflect over the meaning of the Quran Sharif. We did not implement into our lives the teachings of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, overlook and forgive all our mistakes and errors. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Even if our sins have gone more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that are falling from the heavens, my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the forest, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all our sins. My beloved Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. Blow away the mountains of sins, my beloved Allah. You have given man the science of computer chip. Computer chips record millions of pieces of information. One press of a delete button and everything can disappear. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Tonight is the 29th night of Ramadan, my beloved Allah. It is one of the last of the odd nights of the last 10. My beloved Allah, it is the last flight that is taking off. You gave us the tawfiq to be here this part of the time. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq to participate in the khatam of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, now we are seeking from you in this Mubarak night, when your rahmat and your mercy knows no bounds and no limits. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan, the last of the odd nights of Ramadan, khatam of the Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah, and your mercy and your forgiveness, Haan, my Allah, ab to hume maaf kar de. Ya Allah, hume maaf kar de. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, my Allah, we are your servants. We are your slaves. Where do we leave you and go, my Allah? Who is there for us besides you? There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, our life in your control. Our sight, our hearing and speech in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. My beloved Allah, we are therefore raising our hands before you. You are the one who has blessed us with life. Ya Allah, if you order the angel to extract the soul from our bodies, all the surgeons of the world and all the doctors and specialists of the world cannot stop the soul leaving our bodies. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Your rahmat and your mercy is unlimited, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring this part of the night. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. We were only fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching in the darkness of the night when we were committing sins. Ya Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have pulled the carpet from beneath our feet there and then. You could have snatched all the ni'mats and bounties away from us there and then. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how compassionate you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and to drink. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat because of our sins. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat because of our sins, where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. My Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, where do we go? Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day. May Allah bless us with the tawfiq of fasting in Ramadan, to give zakat if it is due, to go for hajj if it is farz. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, bless us with the mercy, my Allah, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, to fulfill the rights of the young and the old, to fulfill the rights of the black and the white. Ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of our neighbors, to fulfill the rights of our children, our family members, to fulfill the rights of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to fulfill the rights of both non-Muslims and Muslims. My beloved Allah, make us such that we cause no injury and pain and harm to anyone without justification. Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with the beautiful character of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us all honest and truthful in our dealings, in our... My beloved Allah, bless us with the tawfiq and hidayat of speaking the truth. Give us the tawfiq of charities. Give us the tawfiq of caring for the poor, for the needy, for the destitute, for the orphans and for the widows, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those things that are pleasing to you. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Our egos and passions, my beloved Allah, they want to destroy us. They want to see us disgraced and humiliated. My beloved Allah, temptation has led so many people into trouble and it has made them cry. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from evil temptations of the nafs. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabaha. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabaha. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. Ay mere maula, meri madad کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Oh my Allah, come to our assistance and help. Don't forsake us, my beloved Allah, because of our sins. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones. But my beloved Allah, your mercy is also unlimited. My beloved Allah, turn towards us with your mercy. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Children have become disobedient to parents. Ya Allah, they have become rebellious. Ya Allah, it is our mistake and our fault that we did not give them the proper Islamic upbringing. If we had given them the proper Islamic upbringing, they would not have become rebellious. My beloved Allah, but bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, my beloved Allah, give them the realization that sins will bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Mere Allah, bring them back onto the right path. Ya Allah, bless all those people who are sick and ailing with complete shifa from all ailments. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us of all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Ya Allah, clean of our hearts of envy and jealousy. Give us the hearts that you give to your awliya. Give us the hearts that you give to your walis, my Allah. Give us the hearts that you give to your friends, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. How long are we going to carry in our bodies a heart which is a garbage bag? Ya Allah, we have put so much of filth into our hearts, through our eyes and through our ears and through our mouths. So much of dirt has gone into our hearts. My beloved Allah, we have seen so much of haram. We have listened to so much of haram. We have spoken so much of haram. And everything has affected our hearts. Our hearts have gone pitch black, my beloved Allah. All the Quran Sharif nasihat does not have any effect anymore. All the Hadith Sharif doesn't have effect anymore. My beloved Allah, all the incidents of the pious and the righteous doesn't have any effect anymore. Ya Allah, but you are loving, you are caring, you are forgiving, you are merciful. Ab to mere Allah, humare dilon ko saaf kar de, humare dilon ko paak kar de. Hum gande hai, jaise bhi hai, tere bande hai. My Allah, we are your slaves, we are not going to leave you and go anywhere. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya. یا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. یا اللہ, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage where even a bypass can help. Ya Allah, we need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Mere Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Change our hearts which are filled with greed and with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that are purified. Give us the hearts that are purified. You only come into purified hearts, my beloved Allah. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. How long, my Allah, am I going to walk the path of sins? How long am I going to go to the discos and cinemas and theatres and gambling dens and adultery and fornication? How long extramarital relationships? Oh, my beloved Allah, how long watching the porn sites on the internet or the filthy films on the television screen? How long popping drugs into our mouths or bottle of wine in our hands? How long, my beloved Allah? A day is sure to come when the angel of death will extract the soul from every part and limb of our body. Young, fit, healthy people have suddenly departed from this world. No warning signs of any kind from the angel of death. My beloved Allah, we don't know when our death will come and where it will come. Then how can we be in haram actions and deeds? My Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah, let our janazah be in Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our burial be in Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat are blowing there, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. So many husbands and wives are quarreling and arguing. There's nothing but disunity, there's nothing but restlessness and anxieties. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of famine and drought and AIDS and every other thing that is causing great and major problem for the ummah and for mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, we know that the major cause of our problems is our sins. My beloved Allah, give us that realization to throw out of our lives and homes everything that is sinful, everything that is shameless, indecent and obscene, which has brought so much of corruption in our lives and the lives of our children. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, give us those victories and successes that you gave to the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in by virtue of their practice upon the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. By Allah, people ask, what is this you are begging all the time? We are begging that you will become ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. My beloved Allah, hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Give us barakat in every ni'mat of yours. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that in sins we will never find peace and happiness. When our carpets are on interest, our curtains on interest, our homes on interest, our cars on interest, our groceries on interest, our clothing on interest, how can we then expect rahmat and mercy in our homes? And then again, in our homes, my beloved Allah, so much of haram viewing, so much of haram magazines, so much of filth that we have brought in. My beloved Allah, give us the realization. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us, how much he cried for us, how much of his blood was shed for us. In Taif he was stoned, his Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. In Uhud he was stoned, he fell down unconscious. The pins of the helmet penetrated the jaws of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His teeth were shattered. 3 solid years he was ostracized and boycotted. Ya Allah, the time came when his companions had to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest after you, when he goes into sajda in the haram sharif, intestines of animals thrown on his back. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. Give us the tawfiq to do those things that are pleasing to him and to you, my beloved Allah, and distance us from everything that is causing hurt, injury and pain to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this country also, my Allah, change the conditions of insecurity to that of security, that of adversity to that of prosperity. Bless us with a life of prosperity, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one that has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, such a large crowd of young, old, weak, sick, little children raising hands before you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, fulfill all their good wishes and good desires. Students who are writing examinations, give them complete success in the examination. Make them assets, my beloved Allah. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. And those, my beloved Allah, who have raised their hands, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problems. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness and with your ihsan, remove their suffering, their pain and their hardships. My beloved Allah, accept our fasting, our zakat, our charities, our ibadat, our tilawat, our zikr, with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept our duas. ہم جیسے بھی ہے گندے ہے ناپاک ہے سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين